Souza, and you're listening to Back to the Garden on CITR 101.9 FM.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people on the beautiful University of British Columbia campus. I am Molly.
And I am Sam. And
taking you
back to the garden! We are back after our winter break hiatus. This is our first episode in close to a month.
Probably
a month, actually, or
almost
over a month.
2 months?
Yeah.
A month and a half. It's been quite a while, everyone.
It's been since December, for sure. So happy 2024. Certainly.
Happy New Year. Happy if you're located in the greater Vancouver area. It's given a little bit of Christmas outside, given the snowiness.
It is. It feels like winter, which I feel like our winter break did not quite feel like
that. No, it did not. So we're getting a little bit of a late winter break here. We're cozy. We're talking about Indigo D'Souza today. We've got such a fun time for you, really. We had the pleasure of interviewing her almost 2 months ago now.
In November. Yeah.
And it's really just going to be a lovely time. We're going to play the interview. We've got some of her beautiful music and then some beautiful music that she loves as well. And I think we're just going to let the interview speak for itself today, really.
We'll just pretty much run it. But essentially, Indigo D'Souza played a show at the Hollywood Theater on, it was November 30th, I believe.
Yes.
November 30th.
Certainly.
Phenomenal show. This was right after, I know personally, my, like, I mean, I'm not on Spotify, so my Apple Music Wrapped was released. And Indigo D'Souza was my top song of the year. So this was a very big deal for me, because, like, that week I was like, oh my God, like, I mean, we'll play it later, but Kill Me by Indigo D'Souza is one of my all-time favorite songs. And then I got to meet her and talk to her about it afterwards, which...
As you will hear.
Which we'll talk about in the interview. But yeah, no, we are big, big, big fans of her on the show. It was really exciting that she could come, because we were supposed to interview her in the summer.
Yes.
And then that
got canceled. The show got postponed, yeah.
Show got postponed. So this was a long time coming for Sam and Molly of Back to the Garden. And we could not be more excited to bring it to you today. Yeah. And yeah, since we have an interview lined up, we're just kind of going to go through the music and... Yeah. Play it for you. So what are we starting with, Molly?
We just listened to Take Off Your Pants off of her album, I Love My Mom, her 2018 album.
Which
gorgeous.
Cute.
We have a little bit of inside scoop about maybe what that title could mean in the interview to come. And right now we're going to listen to Sleep Talking, which is one of her earlier hits. It's off her EP? Boys?
Yeah.
It's a 3-song EP that she released in 2016.
Yeah, which has a very different style from her music now, which is interesting. I think there's a pretty big gap, too, between...
There is. And I think, like, if you may not know this is an Indigo D'Souza song, but you've probably heard it in passing at some point or another. So I figured we'd just include this as a fun little treat. So this is Sleep Talking off her EP Boys. And then that's going to be followed by the interview and just some lovely, lovely tunes that we kind of talk about in the interview. Some lovely tunes off her most recent album, All of This Will End. We'll be checking in with you, making sure you're having a good time, guiding you through this lovely listening experience. But without further ado, we're just going to get to the music. And we hope you enjoy. Here is Sleep Talking by Indigo D'Souza.
This isn't how I was found. When I get home.
Hello, we are here at the Hollywood reporting for Back to the Garden live at CITR 101.9 FM. I am Molly. I am here with Sam. And today we have a very special guest, Indigo D'Souza. Say hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
Nice. We're so grateful for her time. We're so grateful to be here. We're going to enjoy a lovely show later. And we're just going to get right into it. Why don't we?
Yeah.
So our first question that we have for you today, as many of us know, when we're recording this, Spotify Wrapped has just come out. So we're curious if you have any artists or songs that were on your Spotify Wrapped that you want to share.
Oh my gosh, this is embarrassing. I haven't even looked at mine.
Oh my god, do you want to look at it, or do you want to like, make a?
Is that, does it just go?
It just goes.
I think it should. I mean, I'm on Apple Music too, so it told me like in its own special way.
It will just
way.
Be there.
It will be there.
Yeah.
So it looks like my top artists were Broadcast, Rosalia, Arthur Russell, Gregory Allen Isakov, and Gia Margaret.
Oh, beautiful. Do you think that's, like, an accurate reflection of what you listen to, or is it, does
honestly,
this come as a surprise?
Honestly, yeah, that feels pretty accurate. Nice. Yeah.
Anyways, okay, well, we heard it here first. That is beautiful. Do you have anything to say about top artists? Like, what do you think that's accurate, what it means to you? Do they hold a place in your heart at all?
Yeah, they all do. I mean, other than Rosalia, it seems like I mostly listened to a lot of, like, very calming music.
Yeah.
So that's cool, and it has definitely been a year of calming music for me. I've listened to a lot of ambient stuff and like piano music, and
nice.
A lot of Gia Margaret's piano music is some of my favorites.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah.
Okay, because that brings me to the question I really wanted to ask today. So we were really stoked when you said yes to this interview, because my Wrapped, my top song of the year, was Kill Me by Indigo D'Souza, who we're with right now. It was your song, actually,
nice.
Off your 2021 album. By a very large margin, and I was like, I love your music, but I was like, whoa, that was like number one song, like more than anything else. So I was curious to ask you, just like, is there a story behind the song, or and like, is there something to know about the song? Because the lyrics I feel like are so evocative, and I find it such a, like, when I'm in love, when I'm out of love, it works for both, like every like way I feel. And I'm curious like what the story of the song is.
Whoa. Yeah, well, I don't really, the funny thing about it is that I don't remember writing it.
Yeah.
And I actually found a video on my computer in my photo booth of me singing the song to myself. And I just seemed like really sad and really out of it. And
yeah.
I was like on the kitchen floor with my guitar, and I was just playing, I just kind of like spit out the whole song, and it was stream of consciousness, like
yeah.
I was just rhyming stream of consciousness, and then I found it like a year after I
Whoa.
Made the video
yeah.
and had not even remembered doing it, and then I wrote down all the lyrics and
wow.
I like turned it into the song, and I added the chorus, which wasn't there. It was just like a full-on run-on sentence at first.
Oh my god, that's such a cool story. On Photo Booth too, like, that's
yeah.
like super
yeah.
random. But also, you have a music video that you made on Photo Booth, right?
Uh-huh.
So is Photo Booth like a recurring tool in your life, do you think? Or
not anymore, but before I had a smartphone, I
yeah.
used to like record songs on Photo Booth so that I wouldn't forget them when I was writing them. It was kind of like my voice memos.
Nice, yeah.
That's
so
really
fun.
Neat.
That is cool.
I've never heard of an artist, because I know, like, obviously voice memos is, like, the go-to for a lot of people, but Photo Booth is that's very neat.
That feels like a fun
yeah.
deep cut. That's cool. That's a cool tool to be using. That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another one we have is, we're very curious about the skeletons on each of the album covers. Is
uh-huh.
there a story behind, like, the art? Are they going to continue appearing in the future? What's the story behind the little skeleton guys?
Yeah, so my mom did the artwork on all of my
That's
album
so...
covers.
Oh, no
She's
way.
An incredible painter and artist in general. But yeah, I did a mom and daughter skeleton because I based the artwork off of my kind of coming to the realization that my mom and that me and everyone I love are not immortal. And yeah, just at that point in my life when I realized that my mom was going to die someday, like I really let that sink in instead of just knowing, but really like feeling that, I was on a little bit of mushrooms, and I like was watching her dance, and I could see her skeleton, like, moving underneath her skin. And it made me realize how fragile she was, and it just really hit me in a specific way. And about a week after that, I had a vision of the first album up cover of, like, a dark, like, swarm of forest, and then the skeletons in the middle floating. And I told my mom about it, and then she painted it. And,
wow.
And then ever since then, I just kind of, like, let each album cover come to me in a vision, or just, like, I just let the image come to me, and then I just tell her about it, and then she paints it.
Wow.
That's really incredible.
That is super cool, yeah. That it's, like, collaborative in a way, and that what she produces, you, like, end up wanting to use, too. It's not even, like, oh, the inspiration and have, like, the label or whatever. Like, I feel like so many artists, you, like, lose that, like, creative control.
Mm-hmm.
So that's super cool that she is the one doing it.
Totally, awesome. Yeah.
I guess I'm curious, maybe to circle back to just, like, how the tour is going.
I have a different drummer and different tour manager than I normally have, and that's a huge change for me, so it's I'm having some growing pains.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we came to the West Coast because we haven't been here in a while. We've been mostly on the East, and, yeah, it just felt like it was kind of long overdue. But so far, I'm having a pretty good time. Last night when I played, I was so nervous, and I was shaking the whole time that I was playing.
No.
Like,
yeah.
Literally from start to finish, my body was, like, freaking out, but somehow I made it through the whole set.
Yeah.
And that just happens sometimes. Yeah. I get so, so scared of being on stage, like, pretty much every time.
Yeah. I feel like I always want to ask that to an artist because it's something that looks so natural from, like, you know, like, the viewer, right?
Yeah.
But I always like to ask if you get nervous or you still find performing to be something that, like, you know, you're really attached to or something you almost, like, wish you didn't have to do in the process of being a recording artist.
Oh, it's weird. It's a mixed feeling. It's like, I love it when I am in my body, and it feels kind of against me when I'm, like, disassociating.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's just, it's a lot to be on stage and have that many people just, like, quietly staring at you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can imagine.
Yeah. I mean, like, the only point of reference I have for our station, we have, like, a little Battle of the Bands thing going on, and I hosted one 2 weeks ago, and it was maybe, like, 30, 40 people in a tiny, like, DIY venue, like, 20 minutes from here, and when I first got up on stage to, like, read off my little script, I was freaking out. Like, I didn't know who to look at, like, and it, half the people are my friends, but I was like, okay, so I don't think I could ever perform.
Like, that, we're gonna take that one off the list.
Like,
of things to
I'm
do.
Not a performer, noted. But sometimes I do wonder, because as I'm, like, looking up at artists, or, like, if we're close enough to the front, like, occasionally I'll think I'll make eye contact, but it must feel like, even just to make eye contact with people who are just, like, looking at you, that it seems so intense.
Yeah. It's funny. And sometimes I'll get really distracted because I'll accidentally make eye contact with someone and then they'll freak out.
Right.
Because I made eye contact with them. And then I'm like, whoa, they're freaking out.
It's almost, is there anything, if we're going to be, like, sharing this with, like, listeners, like, what do you want an audience to know as a performer, like, on stage?
I think just, like, being responsive.
Mm-hmm.
Is a thing that makes me feel better. And being quiet and really listening helps a lot.
Yeah.
Even though it's scary for everyone to be silent, it's better for them to be silent than to be, like, talking to each other.
Right.
Which my audiences are so respectful and sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know, just to know that the people performing are not perfect, and that day to day everything is different, and the world is treating them differently, and it's just, we're human.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. That's beautiful.
Do you have a favorite movie or book right now? Or, like, something you like to read while on tour, or something you like to watch while on tour? Could be, like, art of any kind, really. Poetry, music, an artist that's, like, comforting.
Okay. Okay, it can be anything? Oh, my gosh.
Do you just have something? Yeah.
It could just be a movie. Or it could just be a book.
Or a show. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I'll say that this is kind of a silly answer, but on the plane here, I watched How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, that's a good one.
That could be comforting.
That is comforting.
It was
yeah.
so comforting. Yeah. It was like the perfect movie to take me out of my plane experience.
Okay, that's the perfect movie. But do you have an album that you like to listen to on tour? Or do you have like an obsession song right now that you're like on repeat?
Let me look at my Spotify again. Oh, you know what I've been listening to a lot is I've been listening to Bella White.
Oh, no way.
Do you know
way.
Bella White?
Yeah, okay. That is crazy that you said that, actually, because I have a good friend from Toronto that is a photographer that was visiting me on Monday, and she went to high school with Bella White.
Oh, wow.
And she was just saying that Bella White's going on tour, and she's, like, going to photograph her, and just, like 2 days ago, like, added her into my library. And
the world is so small.
That is crazy. Oh, my God, Bella White is from Calgary. I know now.
That's funny.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
I just wrote to my booking agent and asked him to reach out to her because I would love to have her open for me.
I was also going to ask you, I have a playlist on my phone of the song that plays at concerts, like, once the set ends, and the first song that plays to, like, break that, like, applause and that reverence. Do you pick that song? Okay, so what is the song that you like to play?
The song that we've been playing lately is Blindsided by Bon Iver.
That's a beautiful song.
Beautiful song. Yeah. Like, okay, this is gorgeous. No, because I've started like keeping track of it. And I've been like, is this just random? Or like, is there meaning? And I feel like there's meaning. So
yeah, Bon there's Iver. Definitely meaning. Yeah. If people care. If they care. Yeah.
We care.
Yeah. Do you have any reason why it's that song right now? Or
It just feels so good. Like, it feels like a big exhale.
Yeah.
Like, it's awesome. I don't know.
That's a good way to describe it.
And now these are just, like, super fun and silly. But, so, if you were a vegetable in a garden, let's say, what would you be? What do you think you are in the vegetable kingdom?
I'd probably be a broccoli.
Nice.
Love that. Yeah. We've called that before. I love that.
Why do you think of broccoli?
I think it makes me think, well, I don't have any hair right now, but when I had hair, it was really curly.
Yeah.
And I always felt like a broccoli bopping around.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that one too. Yeah. Oh, that's great, yeah.
If you were a plant, could be like any type of tree, any type of flower, just any plant in general, what would you be?
Whoa.
This one can also be like, if you just want to be this plant too. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be like a spirit plant. It can also be like, I could transform.
Yeah. I would maybe just want to be a pine tree. They're really special where I'm from because they're kind of the only tree that stays green all year.
Oh, cool.
And if we didn't have them, then everything would be brown in the winter.
Yeah.
And it's really important and they just feel really strong to me.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I love the way they smell. Too.
Yeah.
They smell delicious. Yeah. They smell really lovely.
Do you have a favorite season?
Probably spring.
Yeah.
I really like spring because I love when suddenly you realize that you can wear shorts again.
Right. That's a feeling I love as well.
The first day where you're like, it's hot enough again. Like,
yeah.
Yay.
And your legs are out and you can feel the wind on your legs.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, this has been our chat with Indigo D'Souza. I'm Sam.
I'm Molly.
This has been Back to the Garden, and we look forward to, you know, watching the show after and talking about it, and I'm sure it's going to be beautiful. Do you have any final words you want to say to anyone listening?
No, just I love all of you. Sending love to everyone everywhere.
Gorgeous.
Lovely.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Everyone.
Bye.
Kill me slowly. Take me with you down to the garden where magnolias bloom. Baby, darling, devil, I love you. I love you. I love you. Kill me in the morning.
tell them that I was all done. Tell them that I wasn't having much fun.
MRG Live is pleased to present the legendary DJ Shadow live at the Vogue Theater on January 23rd. Don't miss your chance to catch this pioneering producer performing music from his latest release, Action Adventure, alongside his rich 3-decade-long catalog, which includes collaborations with artists such as Run the Jewels, Nas, and De La Soul, among others. For tickets, head to admitone.com and search for DJ Shadow.
Wonder, TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Molly.
And I am Sam. And
we're taking you back to the garden. Today is Indigo D'Souza. We're covering her show from November 30th, which is quite a while ago now, but we're still having some fun. We played an interview we had with her. Really lovely meeting her and talking with her.
I mean, truly was like the sweetest person ever. I don't think we could have had a better like interviewee.
No.
Like she was like
such a kind soul.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could hear, but we were essentially just chatting and giggling. Like that's all it really was. It was 20 minutes of fun chats and giggles. It was really quite lovely. And we've had the opportunity to play some of her awesome, awesome, lovely songs today.
Yeah.
We started off the hour with Take Off Your Pants and Sleep Talkin'. And we just played for you, Sam and my two favorite songs, Kill Me off of Any Shape You Take and The Water off of her most recent release, All of This Will End.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about why you love Kill Me, Sam?
I will. I don't know. I don't know why I love Kill Me so much, but it's a song I feel like that just, I think I really have an obsession with like a good like voice crack or key change, like a key change in a song, which Indigo D'Souza I think just does really well in all her music, but I think Kill Me specifically, it's one of those songs where if you watch her performance of it on her KEXP or any other live like recording of it, like it sounds like even better because she's just so good at that like transition that like I think most other artists would maybe struggle to do. Like in a way where, I don't know, it just scratches something in my brain that I am like addicted to. And I think the lyrics are just great. I love that it's kind of got like, it's like that tension between like, I'm so in love with you, like kill me, use my, like it's kind of like, it's very like Bones and All to me. It's very
It has a Bones and All vibe to it. I think her explanation of how it was written that we just played for you in the interview, crazy. It made me love the song even more.
Yeah, I think what she said, that it, like, came to her once. She, like, wrote it all down, had it, like, recorded on her, like, photo booth or something.
Yeah,
and then she, like, came back to it, like, a year later and was like, what is this? And then was like, this is a great song.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that was a great song. It's gorgeous,
Such fun lyrics. Very evocative. I think evocative is the word you used in the interview, and I agree.
And, like, with the little skeletons on her album cover, too, I'm like, she's got this kind of, like, it's like this, like,
edgy,
ghostly, edgy, punky quality to it that I just love.
But also such a sweet person. And you can tell, like, even though some of her lyrics are a bit, I don't know if grungy is the right word, but, like, they just scratch my brain in a way, but she's, like, also such a sweet person.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like it's just, like, it subverts any category, which I kind of like. It's music where I'm like, ooh, this could, like, be that, but it, like, isn't. And then it's, like,
you never
dipping
know
its tone. You don't really know what you're getting, and it's, like, beautiful. But why do you like The Water so much?
So, I don't know, ever since I listened to The Water on her Tiny Desk concert.
It's so good. Everyone should go watch that.
Watch that. Yeah. That's your homework. That's what we're giving you today.
Yeah.
Back to the Garden, some homework. Watch The Water, or watch Indigo D'Souza's Tiny Desk concert on NPR. This version, the version of The Water on her Tiny Desk, incredible.
Yeah.
No notes. And ever since I listened to that, like, just scratches the brain so nicely. I would
say
that's one thing I love about her music so much is I would say it does scratch my brain in a way that many other artists don't. It's like a very unique like quality of how she sings and how she like delivers her lyrics that I really enjoy.
Yeah, and I think that I love especially when you like get into a song by an artist from like a live recording of it, which that I think that her Tiny Desk concert and her KEXP, both of which, again, homework for people to go watch.
Yeah.
Those are like such well done productions that I'm like this. Like, it gets me more involved in the music because then I feel like now I listen to The Water and I, like, think about how she performed in that moment and how good it is. And it's kind of like...
It's awesome when an artist has that. Like, if you don't really know an artist that well, but they have a few really good, like, recorded live versions of like songs, whether it's on KEXP or NPR or whatever it is, if they have like a really good concert recording out on YouTube or something, and you're able to listen to that to kind of help like introduce you to who they are and how they perform. And I feel like Indigo is someone who really has a lot of great like live recordings on the internet that has really helped me like get into her music more.
Yeah.
And like really encapsulates, I don't know, her vibe, her energy.
Yeah. Which is just like, she's just like the coolest person ever.
So too. Much fun.
May I add, she's so much fun. Yeah.
So much
like,
fun.
Like it was just like an like the best, like the most fun ever, like a pleasure to meet her. It was great. Yeah. But yeah, let's keep playing music. Yeah, so we have a few more Indigo D'Souza songs lined up right now, and
we've got one off an EP and then one off each album. We have Boys off of the EP Boys. This is another one of the hits off that early EP of hers.
Yeah.
Then we have Hold You off of her 2021 Any Shape You Take, which we have not played a song off yet. And lastly, the last Indigo song we've got for you today is You Can Be Mean off of most recent release, All of This Will End.
Which is a great, short, punchy song. Yep. I love. That's like...
She's good at a short punch.
Yeah, she's good at a short punch. Yeah, I love it. Well, so yeah, let's just play these and then we'll chat with you a bit later.
Lovely. Yeah. Enjoy.
Thank you. Hey Vancouver, for fans of Ocean Alley, Flip Turn, and Still Woozy, alt rockers Juice are bringing their signature blend of rock, pop, R&B, and hip-hop to the Biltmore Cabaret on February 3rd, with support from Hembry. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours at admitone.com.
Hey there! Do you like sweet and sentimental stories and songs?
Do you enjoy a pleasant chat and a giggle with pals? Then you're gonna love our show, Love Notes, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Every week, a new guest selects a great love of their life, a sibling, a romantic partner, a best friend, and we get to make a show about the stories and songs that make up their love.
Join us on this journey for the ears and the heart every other Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Well, I fled the town that I was born in. I took no interest in staying, for that I was sure. Well, I had not known this upheaval till I saw the tower burning. An unwelcome sight to most I know. Now I've been contemplating, is my shadow moving? And does the light still catch your wall? There's been a stillness here inside me, but I can feel the heat now, it's climbing. Well, I bet it won't be long before it falls. Well, I'm afraid my glass is often empty. It don't take me much to cry. Maybe I would feel okay had I told myself that it won't work out this time. Well, I'm so good at spending all my love on those whose love for me has dried. Like the flowers on my bedside. To think.
So you are listening to Bella White, who is a favorite artist of Indigo.
Yeah,
that
so
about during
this,
the interview.
This is going to be a little shout out actually, because she mentioned Bella White, who's a Canadian girly, so we love her. She's from Calgary. As an artist she's been listening to lately. This is one of my favorite songs by her, but I had found out about her only a week ago from my good friend Phoebe Ludwig, shout out, who is childhood friends with Bella White and had told me to listen to her that same week.
So this is a friend of the show, I would argue, and also Canadian content, which here at Back to the Garden we love to splice in on occasion.
So this is one of Indigo's like currently listening to artists, which normally would be categorized under our adjacent category.
Yes.
But again, shout out for Miss Phoebe, is that she suggested new names for us, which we've been looking for
a
while.
We've been calling out on air. We've been saying adjacents just doesn't have a nice ring to it. We're looking for a new name to call the portion of the show where we play artists that are adjacent to the artist we're covering. And Phoebe kind of came through for us.
Yeah, so her suggestions were the Forebearers, the Predecessors, and the Harbingers. And I think we agree the Forebearers might be our new category.
Yes. So right now we are in the Forebearers portion of the show. We're playing Bella White's Flowers on My Bedside off of her album, among other things. And to close out the hour following this, we will have Tears in the Typing Pool by Broadcast, which was one of Indigo's top five artists of last year. And following that, we will have Blindsided by Bon Iver, which is the song that she chooses to close out her live performances, as she also mentioned in the interview. So that's all we have for you today. We hope you enjoy the rest of what we have.
Yeah.
It's been lovely. It's been lovely being back. We have Fun Drive coming up 2 weeks from now. Yeah. So do wait patiently for what we have in store.
That will be a crazy fun episode. Yeah.
So, as always. I mean, when is it not crazy and fun?
Exactly.
But.
And the donations will be open and spilling out for that one. So,
oh, yes,
yeah,
they will.
Be ready to call in. But anyways, yeah. Listen to the music. Thanks for tuning in. It's been a
blast. Enjoy the snow. Enjoy the weather wherever you are. Enjoy the Friday. Yeah. And we look forward to chatting with you in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah. See you.
Bye, all.
Succumb to the line, the finishing time. The long distance runner has stopped on the corner, but I won't give up, although I've stopped too before the
to the peace.